The Sundance Film Festival wrapped up over the weekend. In an industry dominated by white males, Sundance serves as an important showcase for more diverse filmmakers. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco was at the festival and reports on some of the highlights from filmmakers of color.
For indie filmmakers, Sundance has been the place to get distribution deals for their movies. This year, arguably the hottest movie at the festival was Dope, a story set in South Los Angeles.
For most geeks, a bad day might be being the butt of jokes in class. But when you live in the bottoms, a bad day might be...
Dope was made by an African-American director, Latino and Asian producers, and a multicultural cast and crew. The Sundance Festival also featured a new documentary about black singer Nina Simone. It included the Korean-American comedy Soul Searching and the young adult film Me, an Earl and the Dying Girl by a Latino director, Alfonso Gomez Rejon. Nurturing diverse filmmakers has long been one of the festival's goals, says the executive director of the Sundance Institute, Carrie Putnam.
As the mainstream has revealed itself to be shockingly homogenous, the role that we play as a pipeline of storytellers is significant. What we're finding is the ones with different backgrounds are having more trouble getting their second film off the ground at the same rate as, you know, a white male storyteller might.
Stanley Nelson is one of the rare black filmmakers who's been able to make a number of documentaries. During the festival, he premiered his latest, The Black Panthers, Vanguard of a Revolution.
We stand on the eve of a black revolution, brothers.
Stanley Nelson praises Sundance's diversity efforts, but says there's still a big need to train filmmakers of color. That's why he co-founded a nonprofit lab called Firelight Media to support emerging documentarians.
You know, Hollywood from its very beginning has been one of the most racist institutions in this country. But on the other hand, Hollywood makes a lot of money. Every year they make more and more money, so why should they change?
Actually, the biggest movie-going audiences these days are Latino and black, so making movies by, about, and for them should be a no-brainer, says first-time filmmaker Sasha Jenkins.
Unfortunately, folks of color aren't always considered bankable. If there was a belief that they were bankable, Lord knows they'd hire everyone in the projects to find bankable stuff.
At Sundance, Jenkins premiered Fresh Dressed, a documentary about hip-hop fashion.
The majority of hip-hop artists really just dress b-boy style, where you got on the Lees and you got on the Pumas and a BVD tank top, you know, with your gazelles and Kangol.
Say ho!
Jenkins partnered with CNN Films and got his film sold at Sundance for a theatrical release. He admits he's had it much easier than others who've had to go on Kickstarter or beg, borrow, or steal to get their films made. Jenkins says the few studio executives of color in Hollywood are marginalized.
They're looked to be the black person or the Latino person who has this relationship with those people. It's very difficult for some folks of color to transition out of being the go-to person for people of color.
Charles King used to be one of those go-to people. He worked his way up from the mailroom at the William Morris Agency to becoming its first African-American agent to being a partner at William Morris Endeavor. A month ago, he launched his own media company called Macro to help finance TV, film, and digital projects for African-Americans, Latinos, and Asians.
This is the new majority. It's not about, hey, let's make some movies for this marketplace because it's the right thing to do. No, if you want to stay relevant, you want to make more money, you want your companies to continue to thrive, you have to understand this marketplace, or else you won't be as relevant.
One of King's long-term clients has been Tyler Perry, who created a whole business model in which he owns his own movies and his brand. King was also behind the success of such films as Dear White People, Fruitvale Station, Precious, and Hustle and Flow. This year at Sundance, King helped get the movie Dope signed with Open Road and Sony Pictures. Another festival standout was Paraíso, a feature about an overweight couple in Mexico. One of the film's executive producers, Vanessa Perez, says it's important to tell stories that are fresh and unexpected. Her next project is a horror film.
So it's like, I don't want to pigeonhole myself, but I also know that, thank God, I'm different, you know, so I think that obviously gives me an interesting eye for material.
Because Hollywood is such an image maker, it's crucial that diverse audiences see themselves up on the big screen, says N. Bird Runningwater, who directs Sundance's Native American and Indigenous programs.
Growing up without ever seeing a representation of myself on screen, you know, I think can have a particular impact. I worry about, you know, Native youth today, you know, who are being inundated with imagery that has no relationship to kind of the world that they're coming from.
Some of their stories will be getting shown to a bigger audience this year. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.